In the gray light of early morning, the vast Liverpool Street station echoed with the sounds of thousands of Londoners hurrying to work. The air was filled with clouds of smoke and steam from the locomotives. But one arriving passenger that June morning in 1886 was too exhausted to pay any attention to these sights and sounds. He attracted a great deal of attention himself, however, as he limped slowly across the platform. His whole body was concealed in a long cape-like cloak. He supported himself with a walking stick held in his left hand. His other arm and hand were hidden by the black cloak. On his feet were huge slippers that looked more like canvas bags than shoes. On his head was a huge peaked cap with a short bill. In front of his face and around the back of his head hung a kind of veil. The only way he could see where he was going was through a narrow slit in the front. His progress through the station was slow, not only because of his limp, but also because he did not know where he was going. Besides that, a crowd of curious onlookers was beginning to form. The man realized what was happening. He stopped and stood still, hoping the people would go away. He was tired and hungry. He just wanted everyone to leave him alone, but they would not. In a voice loud enough for the crowd to hear, a boy said, "Hey, what are you hiding under there?" Someone else replied, "Whatever it is, it sure does stink." The people laughed. Others shouted similar rude comments. The man wanted to ask them to leave, but he knew they would not understand him, so he just stood there silently. He turned around to go, but he could not because the crowd was pressing in on all sides as those further back pushed forward trying to get a look at him. He could sense a familiar feeling of panic beginning to rise up inside him. Then, through the slit in the veil, he saw someone pushing through the noisy crowd toward him. Realizing it was a policeman, he was not sure whether to feel relieved or to be further alarmed. He did not know what the police would do with him. He had nowhere to go, no money, and no friends or family to help him. The man heard the policeman telling the people to move along. Holding his breath because of the awful smell, the officer said to him, "Come with me." Then he felt himself being pulled by his left arm. The officer was taking him somewhere. Other policemen had arrived and were trying to disperse the mob. The man tried to move as fast as he could, but his hip joint hurt terribly unless he walked very slowly. The policeman was determined to get him away from the crowd, however, and he half-dragged him into a waiting room and closed the door. The man hobbled into the nearest corner and collapsed into a heap.